They got me on telling them about old Harry Gamble the other night, him what used to have Manor Farm. He used to use his old gal for one of the weights on his scales. He had her sitting there pretty near all day when he was bagging up his corn. He reckoned she was just 16 stone in her winter combs. Till one day he sold 20 or 30 bags to old Joe Trotman across at Long Marston, and they were 6 or 7 pounds short. And of course old Joe come a-roaring over there like a mad bull. Old Harry could hardly believe it. "I know she's been a bit off colour," he says, "but I wouldn't have thought it'd have made all that difference," he says. Anyhow, they took her across to Cheddington Station and had her weighed in the parcels office. And of course, by that time, she'd lost another 3 or 4 pound. But he says, "Never mind," he says, "I'll feed her up over the winter," he says. "She'll be up to weight again come next bagging time. You see if she ain't." Not like old Jack Turton's missus. She used to keep old Jack on a collar and chain. Of course, she was stronger than what he was, you know. Well, she didn't go in and out like an ordinary woman. She was more like a little pony. That was on account of him taking up with one of them land girls, what they had across at Ivanhoe Arston. He used to take her out blackberrying and that. And then one day he took her off to Brighton. Of course, when his old girl heard where he'd gone, she went very nearly mad. "I'll soon put a stop to that," she says. So she went across to Leighton and she bought this sheer chain off of Cooper's in the High Street, the biggest one she could find. And then she got the blacksmith to make her iron collar, what it opened up like, and fasten at the back with a padlock. The old blacksmith says, "How big do you want it, lady?" And she says, "Well, his shirts is 15 and a half necks," she says. "So you make it 17, she says. "Long as he can't get his head through," she says. Anyhow, when old Tommy come in about 12:05, she was sitting up a-waiting for him. And before he knowed where he was lying on the floor, and she was a-sitting in the small of his back a-putting this sheer collar on him. And then she took him out and chained him up alongside the back door. "And there you can stop, my lad," she says, "till you learns how to behave yourself." She kept him there the best part of a week. That was all round the village in no time. They was a-laughing their heads off about it. But they never did it off, you know. Wow, they was like cat and dog. They never spoke to each other for the last 6 or 7 year, till about 3 or 4 weeks afore old Jack died, she thought she'd like to make it up. So she goes to his bedroom and she sits down beside him and she asks him where he'd like to be buried. And old Jack says, "On top of you." About 3 weeks after that, he died. She heard him holler out, but time she got upstairs, he'd gone. I met her 2 or 3 days afterwards and she says, "Well," she says, "he served me some dirty tricks in his time," she says, "but I'll see he don't serve me that one again." Only he was a good play actor, was old Jack, you know. I never seen another one like him. They got up a pantomime 1 year in aid of the cottage hospital, and he was old Mother Hubbard. Ah, and he looked a treat, a finer figure of a woman as ever I seed. He tied 2 pigs' bladders together and he pushed them down his jumper, just to make himself look a bit more motherly like. Only old Teddy Sherver, what had to sing a duet with him, stuck a pin in one of them and flattened it out. I got the biggest laugh of the lot. I thought they was going to bust themselves. They was about 10 minutes before they could go on. Then at the end of the next verse, he put his arm round him and popped the other one off, just to equalise him, like he says. Oh, old Jack wasn't half wild about it.